USA Radio News.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zawig is a former Navy SEAL. He talks about what this rescue will look like.
I don't think this is in the playbook. I mean, it's a mile and a half in. They're going to put them on ropes, probably give them some sedatives. They're going to use a Kirby Morgan full face hood. And, I mean, they're going to wish, you know, hope for the best. I read something earlier. They're talking about 100% probability of no problems. If they're going to do that, they're going to have to wait 4 months until the rain recedes and they can walk out.
A teenager in San Antonio, Texas, was attacked in a restaurant this week for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. The 16-year-old supporter of President Trump was eating with friends at a Whataburger in San Antonio when a patron came up and threw a drink in his face. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
At a 4th of July event yesterday in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
There is no truth to the fact that I knew of any abuse. I've talked to other coaches. They didn't know of any abuse. That's just not accurate to say those things that we knew of it and didn't report it. It's just not true.
That audio courtesy of CNN. You might want to check your Facebook blocked list. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us why.
Facebook says a bug that operated between May 29th and June 5th may have unblocked your blocked list. Facebook says as many as 800,000 users may have been affected. It's the second bug in a month for the social media platform. In June, a bug caused about 14 million users to post publicly, regardless of their settings. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, machine washable and dryable, made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a Phase 2 to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a Phase 2? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent, perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
Andrew Lumish is known as the Good Cemeterian. What he does in the Tampa, Florida area is without a lot of fanfare or attention, he carefully restores veterans' gravestones that have just been blackened by the elements or decades of neglect. He talked about how he got started on this project.
So many veteran monuments were in really poor condition. I began to research on how to properly restore monuments, and I purchased the proper products, learned the process, and began practicing.
As Lemish begins the process of cleaning the gravestone, he also likes to learn a little bit about each veteran's personal story, which you can check out if you'd like on his Facebook page, The Good Cemeterian.
Now, we don't only talk about their service. We talk about their lives from the day they were born until their last day on earth. We are delving into that person's life so that we can respectfully tell what that person went through.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.